in this, and we need the Holy Spirit in us so that we can relate to God. Now, why fire? It cleans, yes, it's a bit like the sacrifice. It purges, it cleans indeed. Yeah, anything else? Heat? Now, why would heat be the Holy Spirit, do you think? Cold, yes. The idea of warmth is good, isn't it? There's nothing worse than being cold, is there? Shivering in our British winters. Yeah, we need central heating and all the rest of it. We need warmth, yes. So we've got those ideas. Anything else? What happens if you set fire to? Supposing I set fire to something. Wait, is this going to blow out, do you think? This would be a very good... How about that one? Is this one going to work, do you think, Bonnie?
No, not me.
Not you? Do you want to do it?
I want somebody near me, I don't think.
Is that so? No. Yes? Which do I do, that one or that one?
You did the blue one.
We tried to fill them up yesterday. Yeah. They go for a bit. But one of the things about fire is it spreads, doesn't it? I love bonfires. Anybody here like bonfires? I can see a lot of men love. Oh, lots of ladies love bonfires as well. Yeah, absolutely. It's great fun, isn't it, having a bonfire? But you do have to be careful, because sometimes it could really get going, can't it? You could set fire to all the fields round about and so on and so forth. But the point about the Holy Spirit, you see, if it's wind, you can see the effect of wind, but you can't actually see the wind, can you? Right? Look, you can see the effect of the wind in the trees. It's working. And sometimes it's very gentle, and sometimes it's very strong. And the same with fire. You can see, actually, fire being very powerful and warming people, and it can really spread very, very fast. And the Holy Spirit, it works in all those different ways. Sometimes very obviously, very powerfully, in such a way everybody can see an awful lot happen, and sometimes just very gently, so you can hardly see the effect at all. But that's how God works in different people in different ways. And that's a good thing to remember, isn't it? So someone else may have some experience with God that you don't quite have. But that doesn't matter. The fact is, what matters is that God is working in you. And God is changing you to be like Jesus. And the Holy Spirit does exactly that. Like wind and like fire. Do you remember what Jesus said about the wind and the Holy Spirit? Anybody remember that? Thank you very much. Yeah. Penny, you need to start a bit louder, but the wind blows where it wants to blow. Yes. And the Spirit of God works and changes people. And everyone who becomes a Christian is someone who's been born again of the Spirit of God. There's the wind of God, the Spirit of God working in them. And we know that we belong to Jesus when we acknowledge him as our Lord, when we ask him to forgive us. And we seek to live for him. And we know his Spirit is working in us. And he'll go on working in us till the day he calls us home. What a great thought.